Full, madam.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, and good afternoon to all, and a very warm welcome to the delegation from the Maldives. My first questions this afternoon pertain to issue 4 on the independence and effectiveness of the Human Rights Commission. We know that the Human Rights Commission of the Maldives is mandated to investigate and report on human rights violations and to secure appropriate redress. However, there are concerns about the Commission's independence that stem from the President's office shortlisting commissioner candidates who are then appointed by the Parliament. Further, individuals providing information to the Commission, including journalists and human rights activists, report facing threats and intimidation from law enforcement, the public, and religious extremists. And more generally, the general public does not seem to have trust in the Commission. In view of this, please advise us of the steps the State Party is taking to ensure an independent process for the appointment of the commissioners and to build public trust in the Commission. What measures are in place to ensure that the identities of individuals providing evidence to the Commission are protected so that they don't fear reprisals? Neither the police service nor the prosecutor general's office collects data on discrimination motivated offenses, which hinders the commission's mandate. Moreover, the commission is responsible for conducting investigations of torture, but has to rely on the forensic expertise of the police service. What steps will the State Party take to establish an independent body to conduct unbiased and credible forensic investigations and data collection? The Human Rights Commission Act enshrines the financial autonomy of the Commission, yet the Commission budget is set and approved by the Ministry of Finance. We see that the Commission currently has B status under the Global Alliance framework for 2 reasons. 1, adequate funding is still needed to fulfill its mandate, and 2, the Commission has also been encouraged to advocate for amending its legislation to remove the requirement that all members of the Commission must be Muslim. Please tell us about the measures that are being taken to ensure sufficient and regular allocation of resources to the Commission so that it can operate effectively in the unique island and atoll geography of the Maldives. The State Party indicated that there is no intention of amending the provision requiring Commission members to be Muslim. So please tell us, how then will the State Party ensure diversity among Commission members? The State Party, we understand, recently established a civil rights office. What steps are being taken to ensure that this office doesn't overlap and detract from the mandate and legitimacy of the Commission? I'd now like to turn to issue 5 concerning anti-corruption measures. Corruption remains a significant problem in the Maldives. It ranked 93 out of 180 on Transparency International's 2023 Corruption Perceptions Index. And earlier this year, civil society organizations called on the Maldives to remove individuals charged with corruption from leadership positions. These individuals include the legal counsel of the President's office and the chair of the Maldives International Finance Service Authority. Moreover, individuals charged with serious criminal and corruption-related offenses have been appointed to high-level positions in government and state-owned corporations. How do you ensure that political appointees, judges, and board members of state-owned enterprises provide transparent, publicly accessible declarations of their assets and income? And what is the body responsible for monitoring such declarations? The Maldives reported that in the last 2 years, 2 cases have been referred from the Judicial Service Commission to the Anti-Corruption Commission for investigation. Please tell us why there were only 2 cases that were referred, and what were the specific outcomes in these particular cases? And please tell us of the efforts being made to remove individuals charged with corruption from high-ranking positions and to hold public officials accused of corruption accountable. And also advise us of the existing procedures to ensure a transparent appointment process for political appointees that ensures their integrity, especially for those that are entrusted with financial responsibilities. Tourism is the main economic activity, and the State Party has reported that the Marketing and Public Relations Corporation, a state-owned enterprise, was involved in funneling more than $86 million through private companies in tourist resort island deals. Charges have been laid for this corruption scheme, and investigations are ongoing. So please advise us of the efforts being made to prevent corruption, especially in the tourism industry. Investigations into the marketing corporation found that corruption is enabled through weaknesses in the system. Perhaps you could point enabled through weaknesses.